Nick did okay. Nick was in a very limited role today, so I didn't want to overdo it. So we'll see how he feels. Hopefully, we'll get him ready for Sunday night.
Mike, was that a surprise that he came back early? Because I think the initial reports made it seem like it might have been a little more serious on that.
We're just following the rehab schedule and communication with Nick. So he's doing everything he can to be ready for Sunday.
What's next for Jermichael now that
he's
out of the hospital?
I saw Jermichael this morning. Looks good. Looked like a dang movie star walking in there with sunglasses. And, it was good to see him. Big smile on his face. So it's great to have him back in the building. My understanding is the tests that have been done, and they'll continue to do more tests, that information is being sent to the specialist, and then we'll have to make a decision.
Good for him to be back.
Set a timeline. Yeah, it's great to see him. I mean, he looks good. I know he's glad to be out of the hospital, so it's good to see him today.
You guys have been so good at intercepting the ball this year, or in previous seasons, but haven't had that success this year. I guess, can Casey Hayward kind of maybe upgrade in that area?
All right, Casey Hayward has excellent ball skills. That definitely is, when it comes to route recognition, jumping routes and things like that, for a young player, he does it very well. So we do need a spark, and getting our hands on balls, it's something that we do track. I think last week we had two opportunities that we wish we should have had. So just got to keep playing, tighten down on the routes and make plays. I mean, our PBUs or pass breakups are probably in where they need to be statistically, but we need to get some interceptions.
Back on Finley for a second. Is your team, do you think, back to in a good place mentally after that, or is that kind of an ongoing process after?
I think our football team's in a good place, especially the opportunity to see Jermichael. So I know a lot of people were able to get over to the hospital, see him, and just see him walk in there today, I think this is what everybody needs to see.
Mike, with as many veterans as you guys have lost in special teams, Francois, Taylor, right now, is that going to be beneficial at all for the team to have Bush back in the cards there? Presence he brings?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Jared Bush is, he's been one of our special team captains over and over throughout his career. Excellent special teams player. And frankly, we knew going into the Cleveland game that we were going to be challenged. We talked about, fakes and deceptives all week. So it was really no surprise when they went for it on the fake punt. And I think anytime you have change in your personnel, people, view young players and rookies as potential weakness in, as part of your team. They're actually, Minnesota's playing very well on special teams, and this is a big challenge for us this week.
Now that you've seen him, Jermichael is okay and being himself, how worried were you at the moment when you saw him on the field?
Jermichael's injury, I was very concerned. Frankly, I stood there and prayed. Anytime you see someone I've been out there enough. I think anybody's been around the game of football understand that when an injury is serious. So I was glad to see him Sunday night after the game. I think him now being out of the hospital just puts him back in the normality of being with his family, and he can start getting back to normal.
When you put together your coaching staff, how big of an emphasis was on finding guys who are good teachers? So I'm guessing there's a million different ways a coach can be a good coach, but just from that teaching perspective.
I don't know if there is a coach or a good coach that can't teach. So, obviously teaching is really a huge requirement in the profession of coaching. Most people just call coaches teachers. To answer your question, obviously a very high priority.
You said that you coach all 61. Is that something that you're looking for guys who are on board with that, or is that a message when you hire guys and say, this is how I want to do it, or are you looking for guys who are done that regardless?
I'm not really looking for coaches that are on board with doing their job. I mean, if I have to worry about hiring a coach and if he's on board with our philosophy, then I've obviously hired the wrong guy. That's not the case. I mean, particularly our coaching staff. You know, most of us have been working together 8 years, and you know, the others that haven't been here 5 years. So it's, you talk about continuity, the consistency in our staff and our approach. I think it's evident. And when you go through times like we're going through right now, our coaching staff deserves a lot of credit for getting these young guys ready to play.
We talked to John Kuhn earlier in the week, and he said, you know, you throw the records out, you throw the rotating quarterback situation out the window when you play divisional games. What do you think they come down to? Execution, turnovers, who wants more?
All the above. I mean, if you look at the history of this game, particularly prime time football games, you know, the turnover ratio is a good statistic to hang your hat on. So I know in our particular contest that the turnover ratio is when we have had a turnover ratio, I think we're 9-0 since 2009. So I mean, it's something that everybody preaches, and we're no different. We drill it, we train it, and it's important for us to take care of the football. And more importantly, take it away.
Mike, is everything okay with Jerron?
Yes, Jerron McMillan left today. He has, for personal reasons.